Then when it got a certain stage, well, he'd roll it up into a twist, mm-hmm. to this twist, and then he'd chew that, and then he'd smoke it mm-hmm. together, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What I mean, he'd chew sometime, and sometime he'd smoke it in his pipe, mm-hmm. but he'd use the same twist. Mm-hmm. He could, and it is all homemade, strong, ooh, oh. You can smell it from here to yonder. that old strong homemade tobacco.
Yeah.
I used to smoke, but I quit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
You never did smoke, none.
No, I
didn't.
That's
good.
Never have. Now this is gonna be about animals, different kind of animals. Now the kind of bird that it'll get in your barn and it can see at night.
That's an owl, isn't it? Some kind of a little owl, well, screech owl.
Screech owl. Now what about the big one that makes a deeper voice?
He's a hoot owl. He would be a hoot owl, mm-hmm. wouldn't he?
Yeah. What about the kind of bird that'll peck holes in a tree?
Peckerwood, a red-headed peckerwood, or a peckerwood sapsucker. Sapsucker will peck holes in trees, too.
Yeah.
But he's a kinfolks to the peckerwood. Mm-hmm. He's got a bill, and he pecks, too. He pecks after bugs and things, just mm-hmm. same as a peckerwood does. Yeah.
Oh, what about, now, this is a little furry animal. It's black with a white stripe up its
stinks?
Yeah. What'd you call that?
Well, they call them polecats.
Okay.
And skunks. Mm-hmm. Polecat and skunks and don't make them mad.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about yesterday about varmints and things getting in your hen roost. Well, what different kinds of animals would that be, would varmints be, that would get in your hen roost and stuff?
Well, you take possum is the worst thing we have around here. About they'll get in there and catch a chicken, the old hen, knowing they'll eat on them and till they get a bait, and then they'll just leave them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought a polecat would, but they won't. They won't bother. They won't bother chicken. They're more of a bug animal.
Oh, they
are. Mm. They're not a meat animal. Uh-huh. They're more of a bug animal. Mm-hmm. They like to scratch up an old rotten log and mm-hmm. eat all those bestie
bugs.
Eat those bugs all up and things like that, and something dead. Now they'll eat something dead. They'll eat the dead animals or dead carcasses, things. Skunk will, but they won't catch a live chicken.
They won't catch a live chicken.
No, they're not.
Time.
They're not bad. They're not supposed to do that. They don't do that.
I didn't know that. Oh, what about a little bushy-tailed animal that runs up in the trees?
Little old squirrel.
What kind of squirrels would they have around here?
They have a little gray squirrel around here, and then they have the fox squirrel around here, and then we have a little flying squirrel.
Oh.
And he's a bat squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
He's about the same thing as these bats that they have in these mountain caves and things. And when his foreleg and his hind leg, when he spreads them out, well, he makes the wings. He makes a wing in there. He makes a sort of a flat thing. He can't fly like a bird, but he'll mm-hmm. sail.
Oh, he sails.
And he'll sail from the top of the tree down to the bottom of the tree if he has to. And then he'll crawl back up the top and he'll do it again.
Uh-huh.
That's the way he travels.
If he
don't get on the ground and run. And he can't fly, but
he can just sail along.
He can sail a good way. It sounds like he's going to bust himself wide open when he hits that tree, but it doesn't hurt him. No.
Oh.
Because he's full of, it looks like he's full of air.
Air. It probably is.
And I don't know how he gets himself full of air, but anyhow, he's a little bitty scamp. He ain't much bigger than a big mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And his head and everything, and he'll bite.
Oh, they'll bite.
I've caught them little scamps, and they'll bite you before you even turn them loose.
Oh.
They're worse than a big squirrel about
you
bite.
Them one time.
Oh, yeah, they raise in trees just like any other squirrel, mm-hmm. and they'll raise in the mountains. They're probably raising in caves and mm-hmm. things, you know, in place they can hide. But we just have the little wild gray squirrel. They call them a cat squirrel. Of course, they're just a little gray squirrel. Then we have the big old lazy fox squirrel.
Fox squirrel.
He's pretty. They're the red.
The red one?
So the red looking brown, yellow red. They're a pretty little gray squirrel. He's just a pretty little gray squirrel.
Mm-hmm. But now, what